At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Volume.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Bubba Dub Show. Got a full show today. You know, NBA playoff talk, NFL talk, Prize Pick talk. We talking all talks today. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, going back and forth. I love it. But before I even get into all of that, I look at you. Ooh, my boy pumped up. And Niels, make sure y'all keep sharing this podcast each and every day. We gonna make it number one. Now, let me go ahead and start the show off with this, because you know how I'm feeling today. I know y'all seen Maxi yesterday. Yeah, the Philadelphia 76ers went to New York and killed all the rats. Do you hear me? Wasn't a rat running around last night in NYC. I didn't see no Durant. I didn't see no Timberland boot. I didn't see none of that. Yeah, Big MB had a triple-double. Yeah, ball out yesterday. I told y'all Philadelphia 76ers were going to win that game yesterday, and they did. Now, let's get down to the game. Brunson had 40. Got to give him that, but it wasn't enough. Y'all gonna put some respect on Tyrese Maxey's name. I think he got voted the best NBA most improved player of the year. He deserve it. He put the Philadelphia 76ers team on his back yesterday, carried him. Tobias Harris finally showed up. 19 big points. By time, Harry. By time. Now, with all that being said, how I'm hyped about Philadelphia winning that game, it's still over. I see the New York Knicks going into Philly and ending it the next game. What y'all think? How y'all feeling right now? Y'all feel like, man, B gonna make sure they win in Philly. Well, that could be your opinion. My opinion is that the Knicks find some kind of way to go to Philadelphia, because it's right down the road. It ain't that far. Everybody know from Philly to New York really ain't that far. About an hour and a half drive, even if it's that. Got the Knicks going back to Philly. Gilly and Wallow gonna be sick. Gonna be sick. But I got the New York Knicks beating the Philadelphia Sixers. The next game, they'll advance on into the second round. I can't even really say it'll be a good season for the Philadelphia 76ers, just because I got to take that back. Embiid was rolling before that injury. Before Embiid got hurt with his meniscus, they was rolling. Probably would have won MVP. Y'all forgot about this year, that game he had on Jokic. Yeah, I think he put up like 45 on Jokic this year, Embiid, dude. But with all that being said, though, still not going to be enough to beat the Knicks. Knicks is the better team. They will be moving on to the next round. I could see the Knicks going in and winning the next game in Philly. AI going to be there. Yeah, AI going to be there. Dr. J was going to be there in the house. You know, it's Philly love. It's one thing about the old Philly players, man, like the city embraced them. They still love them. It's good to see those players able to go back to the game, sit down in the stand, and laugh and receive the love that, you know, and from the fans. That's a beautiful thing, man. You know, you go in. It's just like when you leave home and you go and become somebody, or you go off and do great things, you come back home, you know, you want to feel the love from the people. And AI, Dr. J, them Philadelphia 76ers greats. Like, Dr. J going to get a lot of credit. You know, we always talk about MJ, LeBron, Kobe, all those players. But Dr. J, he be getting left off that list. And Don't forget, Dr. J did amazing things in the league. The way MJ played the game is because of Dr. J. Like, trust me on that. He grew up watching Dr. J. So I just want to give a shout out to Dr. J. Julius Irving is his name. You know what I'm saying? The guy who took out from the baseline, like Magic saying, came up on the other side of the goal and lay it up. Dr. J came from the sideline with that. You got to look it up. It's history. I think the NBA still play that clip from time to time. I think Dr. J got a ring, too. Matter of fact, he got a ring with the 76ers. Matter of fact, I think Mo Cheeks was on that team, too, if I ain't mistaken. But it might have been a little later on when Mo Cheeks was gone. But nevertheless, though, the New York Knicks lost yesterday to the Philadelphia 76ers. Like I said, Tyrese Maxey had 40-some points. Embiid had a triple-double. And Tobias Harris had 19 points. And they needed every bit of them. They went into overtime. Because the game was over. Maxey had like 7 points in like 15 seconds. Some crazy shit. But nevertheless, that was a good game. Get in the comment section and let me know what y'all thought about that game. Or are you enjoying the NBA playoffs? Like, let me know that for sure. I know I am. I can't speak for everybody. I know the Lakers is gone fishing. That's cool. They need to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? The best teams are still playing right now. And stay tuned. We got plenty more NBA playoff talk over here on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. And we're going to make it number one. Stay tuned. I got plenty on the way. I told y'all the Bucks was going to beat the Pacers yesterday. I told y'all the Bucks was going to beat the Pacers. They were going to go back home. They're going to be in their own beds, chilling, whoop-de-woo, and they won. Did it without Dame. Shout out to the Bucks. Good game. Good victory. Doc Rivers, good job. But the series over, fam. Pacers, like I said, going to celebrate home their next game. They're going to be celebrating with Caitlin Clark, Peyton Manning, Ursay, you know, Peter Pop and Ursay. He going to be there. Mike Epps going to be there. Everybody going to be there. So that series is going to end in 6 with the Pacers. Haliburton. Is it me or Haliburton look kind of different, man? You know, from he looked before the All-Star break and after the All-Star break. Kind of like we're seeing a different player. Before the All-Star break, I thought dude was an MVP candidate. But then afterward, I know some of y'all said, well, he got injured. Well, it wasn't no major injury. He came back, been playing ever since. I'm talking about in his shooting touch. I ain't just talking about him being able to move around and dribble the ball because he's still averaging double-digit assists. But with all that being said and done, without Dame, without Giannis, y'all really think that they could really just beat the Pacers? Come on now, stop it. Now, last night was impressive. I felt like they were going to go back home and win. I knew Indiana wasn't going to really come out energetic. I ain't saying that they didn't want to win, but I just knew they wasn't going to win. Just going by the looks of the game and how it's up and down. Man, you can kind of watch the game and kind of tell who going to win, who ain't going to win. But nevertheless, Bucks pulled it out. Great win. I know they getting ready to head back to Indiana right now. But Indiana will close this series out in 6. A terrible year for Doc Rivers. Should have stayed at the nursing home eating Jell-O and wearing slippers. But no, he want to come out and try to sneak in. Think he going to give him a little quick ring. Never. You trying to get them quick rings. You say, like a lot of y'all women, y'all be meeting these guys, you know what I'm saying? They got money and thinking they you figure do what you do and get that money out of them. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. You got to work for this these days. 2024, different. The relationship different these days. And you got to be careful with these women, man. I told y'all, my girl cheated on me, then cried with me. Now, what they do that at? I'm talking my big tears rolling down the eye. Baby, I don't know why. You know why you cheated on me? You know why you cheating on me, and it's okay. I'm going to take this one on the chin. I'm going to take it on the chin. But when I get my income tax next year, I'm gone. Do you hear me? Let me carry Lisa and Junior. Okay, you going to give me some money? And as soon as I get that $10,000, I'm out of there. Square business. But like I said, I got the Pacers winning this series in 6. Get in the comment section. Let me know what you think. Do you think Tyrese Haliburton will go down as the greatest Pacer ever? Do y'all think he can eclipse Reggie Miller or even Paul George or Jermaine O'Neal or Jamal Tinsley? Who you got? In my mind, y'all, I think Tyrese Haliburton will be the greatest Pacer there ever was. That's just my opinion. I know they had some greats come through there. Some dogs come through there. But I feel like Tyrese Haliburton is finna do some great thing with the Pacers in the next year or two. And y'all get in the comment, let me know. Dub, I don't know, Dub. You might be right. I said, how I know? Get in there. Let's talk about this. We're going to have these kind of debates. with these players. We're going to do something new on the Bubble Dub Show. We're going to start having these debates over here. And the debate today is, in the comment section, I want to see who you think going to be the greatest pacer. Will it still be Reggie Big Ear Miller? Or will it be Tyrese Haliburton? Get in the comment section right now. Let your boy know. And by the way, I commented yesterday on somebody. They left a comment. I replied, asked them a question, and I still ain't seen no answer yet. By the time this show come out today, fam, and you gonna answer it, I'm gonna go to somebody else and ask them that question, and they can win that $300. Cause y'all slipping. Y'all ain't watching the comments or none of that. I told y'all, your boy Dub be in them comments faithfully, talking trash with y'all. Yeah, this the Bubba Dub Show. We have fun over here. I interact with my fans. I don't think I'm too good for nobody. We all the same. We just got different gifts. Now, what I need to do, I need to see them numbers keep going up. We can do better than what we doing. Yeah, we can do better. You can, as soon as you jump on my show, you ought to be sharing it with your friends. I don't care if they watch me or not. Send it to them anyway and tell them have a blessed day. Stay tuned. More NBA playoff talk on the way. And don't forget today, get in the comment section. The greatest pacer ever. Who will it be? Is it Reggie Miller or will it be Tyrese Haliburton or could it be Paul George? Get in the comment section right now. Let me know. I got more heat on the way. Cavaliers, y'all barely pull it off yesterday against Orlando Disney World Magic. Barely pull it out. 104, 103. You need that win. I told y'all, y'all can't give a team like Orlando that you can't give a team like that kind of confidence, man. They're a young team, man. They surprised. Hell, they surprised that they in the playoff. Do you hear me? They surprised. Then you go up 2-0. Then you let them come home, get comfortable, win two in a row. Now they feel like they can beat y'all. Now we got a series. It's 3-2. This series gonna go 7. Y'all gonna go right back down to Orlando and lose. Yeah, Cleveland, you're going right back down to Orlando and lose. Then you're gonna come back home and win. But you're gonna win off the crowd and being home and that energy gonna carry you over. But told y'all, you can't give a team like that kind of confidence, man. Speaking of Orlando Magic, got Banchero over there, got Wagner over there. Because this series really trash. I'm just gonna be honest with y'all. I really don't even wanna talk about it because this series straight up trash. But I got fans in Orlando. I got Flanger Keep. I love y'all. I know y'all love y'all team. And we're going to be respectful. And that's what we do on this show. But we're going to have some fun. Anyway, Orlando Magic. Who the greatest Orlando Magic? Is it Tracy McGrady? Is it Shaq? Is it Penny Hardaway? Or is it Dwight Howard? Yeah, this some tough choices right there. Who you got? Penny Hardaway, Tracy McGrady, Shaquille O'Neal, or Dwight Howard? Get in the comment section. Let me know right now who you got. For me, we know who the greatest out of all of them was. It was Shaquille O'Neal. But what made me really rock with Orlando the way I rock with him was when my boy T-Mac went over there, man. Just something about Tracy McGrady. And I know Penny Hardaway without the injuries would have been a Hall of Famer, man. Ain't no doubt. Dwight Howard is a Hall of Famer. Should have been top 75. But for me, it was Tracy McGrady. Well, what he was able to do. Down there. He didn't win, but he made it exciting to watch. Shout out to Dwight Howard. He should have been on the NBA top 75 list, despite his shenanigans that he do outside the court. But Dwight Howard really should be in the NBA right now. He could be helping some NBA team right now, preferably Lakers. Like I said, I don't know what y'all got against Dwight Howard, but I don't like that shit at all. The man can still play, man still in shape, man still can run up and down the court. You know, still athletic, still strong as ever, as they say. So, man, shout out to Dwight Howard, man. What he was able to contribute to the NBA. A lot of his stuff get lost in the sauce, like I say, behind the shenanigans. But that's his shenanigans, man. Who are we to judge? You know, I laugh and joke about it, but that's still my homie. He should be in the NBA right now to this day. But all of them, for me, it was Tracy McGrady. I know some of y'all going to say, man, what about Shaq, man? Shaq was cold. Shaq was dominant. You know, but Penny Hardaway was dominant too as well. But for me, I'm riding with Tracy McGrady. I know y'all gonna get in the comments and y'all gonna like, man, Dub, you tripping, man. T-Mac never won, never got the first round. I don't care nothing about none of that. I don't care about T-Mac never getting out no first round. I'm telling you, Prime McGrady was right there with Kobe Bryant. You can argue with your mama. Real talk. You can argue with your mama on it. But like I said, Cavaliers pulled it out. 104, 103. Next game in Orlando, I got Orlando win that game. Then I got it going right back to Cleveland. Cleveland will finish them off in 7. Donovan Mitchell be able to get out the first round. Think that'll be dope for him. Yeah, we having fun over here on the Bubba Dub Show, dropping 5 days a week, like I told y'all. If you can't sit down and watch me, then you can always go to Apple Podcasts, type in the Bubba Dub Show. I'm popping up. And you can go to Spotify. I'm popping up. Yep, you can share that right now. Man, I ain't know my homie was on Apple. Let me go check him out. Yep, you can put your headphones on, work out, listen to me talk trash. No, I'm gonna make you laugh. Man, I ain't make you pee on yourself. Y'all gonna have to start wearing Depends. I know a lot of my fans are here. Some of y'all I've been seeing. Some of y'all 55 all the way to 65. You know you can't get to the restroom like you used to. You know it. You know you can't get up to that restroom like you used to. Mess around, pee on yourself, boy. You mess around, best start wearing Depends. I ain't gonna tell nobody because y'all my fans and I love you. Stay tuned, Mo. He on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Mavs Clippers tonight. Woo! This is a series, y'all. I told y'all, this is going to be a series right now. It's tied 2-2. Who you got tonight? Rhyme with the Mavs. I think Luka finally going to have one of them breakout games that he's been desperately searching for. I think tonight Luka going to go for about 48. I think Kyrie going to follow up with about 35. I don't think the Clippers and Clipper Durrell and them going to have enough for the Dallas Mavericks tonight. And I'm biased. I don't want the damn Clippers still in the playoff with my Lakers in Cancun. I don't like it. Shout out to Paul George, that's the homie. You know, I rock with him. But, man, you know, I'm a Mavs fan, too, man. You know, I'm big on the Mavs from Texas. So, I got to rock with the Dallas Mavs tonight, man. I feel like Luka going to have one of them games, man. You know why we on the subject of this, man. Because, you know, let's just break it down right now. Matter of fact, who the greatest Clipper ever? Elgin Baylor? Elton Brand? Chris Paul was over there? Blake Griffin was over there? Kawhi? Come on, Doug. Kawhi been hurt. I'm just saying. They been there a couple years. Paul George, like, greatest Clipper. Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with, and it gets my NBA history. Y'all could do y'all's, too, which, of course, I know y'all will. I'm going to go with Elgin Baylor. I can't really tell you too much about his game. I just heard about it from, you know, from Shaq's stories and tell me about the older players in the league. I say Elgin Baylor probably the greatest Clipper. I could be wrong. Somebody might want to go with Chris Paul, what he was able to do, even though they didn't win. But they was fun to watch. Lob City, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Jamal Crawford. Yeah, boy, they had some J.J. Rick. They had some skill players over the years on the Clippers that never won anything. Matt Barnes was over there. You remember the Donald Sterling Clippers? You know, he got caught up with his mistress. She snitched on him. He said a few things that the people didn't like. They made him sell his NBA team. Y'all might not remember that Donald Sterling era. But I do. But who the greatest Clipper ever? Who y'all got? Tonight, I them in the Mavs. I got the Mavs. I just feel like Luka going to have one of them games, man. Like, watching Luka play, man, I know he whine and cry a lot, but just watching this 6'7", 6'8", 230-pound guard just move. And it ain't fast. It just, you just can't stop it. Like, you can kind of know where he's going, but ain't nothing you could do about it. Like, he got that irk and jerk kind of game, kind of like Ginobili in a way. But, you know, Ginobili had that Euro. It was Ginobili. Shout out to Ginobili, big nose. That Euro crazy with that Euro. But, I got Dallas tonight, man. Shout out to the Mavs, man. Shout out to Kyrie. It's the homie. Yeah, I know we still playing this summer for $100,000. I'm using the church's money. But we're going to have a good time, though, man. So who you got tonight? Mavs, Clippers, get in the comment section. Let me know. Let me know who the greatest Clipper to y'all is, too. Like, this the game we're going to keep playing, make this show even fun and what it is. We're going to play games like this, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to check y'all NBA history as well as y'all checking mine. Stay tuned. We got Mo Talk over here on the Bubba Dub Show on the way. Let's go. We back, man. Check this out. Who y'all got NFL talk right now? This is going to be a good one, too. Yeah, we're going to have fun today. Who you got in their prime, Dan Marino or Aaron Rodgers? Like, I really want to know who you got. Dan Marino, Coke, Dolphins. Aaron Rodgers, Cheese Packers, who you got? For me, I heard a lot of stories about Dan Marino and what he was able to do with that ball, the way he could spin it. A-Rod, a bad boy, discount, double check, and he got a ring. Even though it's 16, 17 years ago, even though he got a ring, I know a lot of old heads gonna tune in to this one. Like, man, I'm going to go with Marino. I feel like they played in a cocaine era down there in Miami back in the day. Not saying that he done anything of that, but it was definitely going on down there in Miami in the Mega. Coke. Still going on down there. But anyway, in that era, the quarterbacks really didn't have that kind of protection that they have now. Like, you can't even touch the quarterback these days without them throwing a flag. Dan Marino grew up in that era, fam. Yeah. And to survive and throw that many yards. I think Dan Marino was probably the first quarterback to throw over 5,000 yards in one season. If I'm not mistaken, I want y'all to go and check that stat. Was Dan Marino the first quarterback to throw for over 5,000 yards? I think I'm right on that one. But who y'all got, though? I mean, some of y'all might go with A-Rod, but me personally, I'm going with Dan Marino. I think Dan Marino, prime Dan Marino was better. Aaron, discount, double check, crying, never take accountability for itself. Rodgers. Let me know what you think. I know a lot of your old head, man. Dude, you right, man. Dan Marino, way better than Rod. Then you got the new generation, man. Y'all tripping. Y'all know darn well A-Rod better than Dan Marino. Why? Because he got a ring. Yeah, because you got a ring don't make you a better quarterback, man. Remember Brad Johnson with Tampa Bay? I mean, Brad Johnson got a ring. Or is that Trent Dilfer? Trent Dilfer with the Buccaneers got a ring with Warren Sapp. He ain't did nothing. That defense won that championship against the Raiders. Yeah, Chucky. Remember, John Gruden was the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but the year before, he was the coach of the who? The Oakland Raiders at the time. See, yeah, I got to do y'all history. I got to know how this go, man. She does be up on game. I don't really just talk it. I live it. I really live it. Trent Dilfer won a ring with, was it, see, I'm really tripping. I don't know, Trent Dilfer with the Baltimore Ravens. Might have been Baltimore, I'm thinking about. And Brad Johnson might have been with Tampa Bay. I might have got two of the players mixed up, but neither one of them was really that good. We can all can agree on that. Well, neither one of them really that good, but they got rings. Simple as that. So, y'all get in the comment section right now. Let me know who y'all got, A-Rod or Dan Marino. We having fun over here on the Bubba Dub Show each and every day. This is what we do. We don't hold nothing back. Neither should you, man. Let's make this podcast the number one it is. Trash of the day coming up. Yeah, trash of the day coming up, too. You never know who going to get it over here. Let's go. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Man, this going to be a real fight. I know I told y'all Mike was going to lose. I lied. Real fight? Oh, Mike ain't finna lose this one. I guarantee you, Mike ain't finna lose this one. Jake Paul, shit, call the fight off. Call it off. Go ahead and give Mike $4 or $5 million for his services, and that be it. Because when you stand in that ring against Mike, yeah, it's out of there. Ain't nobody can save you, not your brother, not your mother. He gonna knock the prime out your ass. Your drink, he gonna knock that out your ass. But you getting there with Mike, letting you know right now, Jake, yeah, Nas look old, boxing career, whatever you want to call it, Nas career and all, and what you do is business. Don't get in that ring with Mike, man. Mike is an animal, man. Oh, shit. Hell no. I'm scared of Mike. And I ain't scared of nobody but God. I'm scared of Mike. Shit. Hell, Mike Shadow scared of him. And you want to get in there and box him? Never. Jake Paul, do us all a favor, man. Call the fight out. Don't get Mike $4 or $5 million. And just say, man, you talked it over with your team, and your best interest is not to fight Mike right now. Mike going into that ring angry, fam. He going in there angry, and when he angry, ain't no telling what he's going to do. He lie to bite you. Lie to bite you, man. We can't control him. Okay, we can't control Mike when he like that. So my best thing to tell you, dude, man, fam, is call the fight out, forfeit, man. Do whatever you got to do. Call this shit out, man. We ain't going to be mad at you. We ain't going to say you scary, which you are. But shit, we ain't going to do all that. We understand. Y'all get in the comment section. Let me know who y'all got. Mike Tyson or Jake Paul? Or should Jake Paul just call it out? Like, real talk. Should Jake Paul call this fight off with Mike Tyson? That's what I'm thinking. Because the minute they announced that this was going to be treated as a real fight, like it's really going to go on their record, shit, Mike ain't finna lose. Shit, man, come here. Come here, I want to talk to you. Shit, don't listen to Mike. You get your ass in with Mike. They say Mike ain't smoking weed no more either. Ain't drinking. Shit, ain't having sex. Yes, out of there. Shit. I leave Mike alone. Stay tuned. I got some more to talk about today. Show might be a damn hour again. Told y'all. I ain't bullshitting. I'm getting like one of them old pastors. All I do is talk now. Stay tuned, baby. Watching the Bubba Dub Show on the Vibe. Kendrick Lamar finally done responded to Drizzy Drake. By damn time. A lot of y'all out there biased. I don't like it. You a damn lie. That's a good diss track. A damn good diss track. And it's just all fun and games. Like Kendrick said, it really ain't real beef. Like Biggie say, what's beef? Beef? Yeah. You know what real beef is. And I don't even want to go into that song and even try to promote that, because this ain't what this is and this ain't that. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, but beef is when neither one of us is safe in the streets. And this ain't that. Drake can do whatever he want to do up and down this world. And so can Kendrick Lamar. But Drake, you're going to have to wrap your ass off this, fam. Yeah, you're going to have to take the paint off your nail, the curl out your goddamn hair, get back in the booth, get Quentin Miller, get him another leg or whatever you got to do. Goddamn it, get back on top. Kendrick coming. No homo, he coming. I like it, though. I know Gilly got on there and, oh, man, Kendrick Lamar, this track was a cornball. Stop it, Gilly. Stop it. You know good and damn well that was a good diss track, fam. You might not like the beat, but the ball was spitting. If the shit went over your head, it just went over your head. It didn't go over mine, because I'm listening. I ain't just hearing him. I'm listening. And he's spitting some shit I'd like to hear. He ain't talking about all... That's what y'all want to hear. That's all y'all want to hear. And then when somebody get murdered, oh, man, he was a good dude, man. Put the guns down. No! I'm going to hear that shit. Get in the booth, Drizzy. Come back with your response. I expected some shit like this from Kendrick. I did. I knew he wasn't going to just lay down like that. He ain't built like that. He ain't built like it ain't in his DNA. Drake, I'm expecting you to come back with some heat. Let's get to it. Let's keep this shit friendly fire. It ain't but friendly fire. Y'all ain't got to stop liking Drake because y'all like Kendrick. Or you ain't got to stop liking Kendrick because you like Drake. You can like both of them. This the rap game. This what we do. Yeah. I know Pac up there right now loving this. Biggie loving this. Eazy loving this. Big Pun loving this. This is hip hop. Camera face Jay-Z hiding in that 90 million mansion loving this. Trash of the day coming up, y'all. Told you, we talking that talk over here on the Bubba Dub Show. We talking that talk, man, and we living it. Yeah, I'm going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, Thursday through Saturday at Comedy Zone, too. Grab them tickets. I'm on the way. And next week, I'm in ATL. Yeah, I'm in the dirty. Uptown Comedy, corner, Diego. Where I'm going to be at. Grab them tickets, too. Told you I'm on tour. Yeah. Find your city and get some tickets. We all can have fun. Stay tuned. Trash of the Day up next. Y'all already know my trash of the day, and I'm going to this man down here in H-Town. Know y'all probably seen it. If you ain't, let me bring you up to speed. This guy was rubbing jelly on his private parts at a restaurant and serving the people. That's cold-blooded, man, for you to rub jelly on your lower region. You got to be a sick bum to do some stuff. I'm talking about sick. Who would do something like that, man? What make you? I don't even want to think, man. That's beyond trash. Like, what's more than trash, y'all? Like, I really want to know. Like, because to rub jelly, good jelly. I'm from the South. You know, we use Provisor. Y'all might not know nothing about that. On your private parts. Man, my grandma rolling on her goddamn grave right now. She found out one of us would do something like that. We probably wouldn't be here today if my grandma found out that we did something like that. What's going on with the world, y'all? What's going on with the world to make you do something like that? Man need to be tested. Y'all need to run some kind of test on him. Take him out there, Area 59, or 51, 59, whatever it is, and run some test on him. Something ain't right with him. That's my trash of the day. Stay tuned. I got something else to talk about, too. Y'all gonna love this, too. Know about y'all, but y'all better download Prize Picks. This show been sponsored by Prize Picks. All you got to do is use my promo code, TRASH, yep, and Beats. Folded on me last night. Had him to go over 32 points. He didn't have a 19, but I still won. Yep, I got 4 out of 5. That's the beautiful thing about Prize Picks. You ain't got to get all 5 right. You can get 4 out of 5 right. You can get 3 out of 5 and still win. Like I said, I'm in the money, and y'all can be too. All you got to do is download Prize Picks and use my promo code TRASH. It's simple. See, like I told you, I pick Embiid to go over, but it went under. But it didn't matter because I got all the rest of my picks right, and you can too. So stop playing around and waiting and fidgeting with your fingers. Man, I'm thinking about playing Prize Picks. Don't think about it. Be like Nike and just do it. That's all. Be like Nike and just do it. And if you love today's show, we're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, talking about this, talking about that. This the Bubba Dub Show. Hope y'all love it as much as I love sitting right here in front of this camera and talking this talk.
The Volume.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.